Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Double Whammy by Carl Hyacin, narrated by George Wilson. This book is copyrighted 1987 by Carl Hyacin. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. R.J. Decker's new life as a private eye ain't happening without a killer, but a body floating in Coon Bog, Florida, sets him off on more madcap capers than he'd gambled on, especially when his own life becomes part of the stakes. And now, Double Whammy.
Chapter 1. On the morning of January 6th, 2 hours before dawn, a man named Robert Clinch rolled out of bed and rubbed the sleep from his eyes. He put on 3 pairs of socks, a blue flannel shirt, olive dungarees, a Timex waterproof watch, and a burgundy cap with a patch stitched to the crown. The patch said, "Man's Jelly Worms." Clinch padded to the kitchen and fixed himself a pot of coffee, 4 eggs scrambled with ketchup, 1/4 pound of Jimmy Dean sausage, and 2 slices of whole wheat toast with grape jam. As he ate, he listened to the radio for a weather report. The temperature outside was 41 degrees, humidity 35%, wind blowing from the northeast at 7 miles per hour. According to the weatherman, thick fog lay on the highway between Harney and Lake Jessup. Robert Clinch loved to drive in the fog because it gave him a chance to use the amber fog lights on his new Blazer truck.